Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? This is a bhajan of Sanchi's on page 85. Come see what the condition of your disciples has become. Today, all the dear ones have become torn apart. Today, O giver, without you, it has become dark. O beloved of Sawan, come, give us the darshan. The storm of sin is raging. Come and save us. O beloved Satguruji, except you, there is no other support. In this burning world, the fire is raging. O giver, shower grace and bring the fountains of nectar. You are the protector of the Sangat, and Ajayab says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? A bhajan of Sanchi's on page 85.
Aja, 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 mere Kirpalji, dukhiya de sahare. Kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare ave ki tere sev kada hal ki hoya hey hal ki hoya ave Kite de sekada halaki hoya. Hey halaki hoya. Aja keru keru ho gayene sabavir piare. Hey, kona jo bigadi meri takadir savare. Aja, aja, aja mere Kirpalji, dukhiya de sahare. Kon jo bigadi meri takadir savare aaj tere bajo data ji andera ho gaya andera ho gaya Raja tere bajo data ji andera ho gaya andera ho gaya devu darshana akachi sawande piare hey kon jo bigadi meri Takadir savare aja 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 mere Kirpalji dukhiya de sahare hey kon jo bigadi meri takadir savare Papa dine di chalie bachavo aike bachavo aike Papa dine di chalie bachavo aike bachavo aike Na tere bajo hoda sahara Sataguru ji piare Hey kon jo bigari meri takadir savare Aja Aja, aja, mede kidapalachi, tukia de sahare, he kona jo bigadi medi takadir savare. Is the dunia sadadi baldi de? Bambahe macharahe, bambarahe macharahe. Issa dunia sadadi baldi de, bambarahe macharahe, bambarahe macharahe. Daya kado data jilavo amarita puhare. He kona jo bigadi medi takadir savare. Aja, aja, aja mede kidapalaji. Tukia de sahare, he kona jo bigadi medi takadir savare. Sangata da tu he rakaji, ika araja ajai bakare, ika araja ajai bakare. Sangata da tu he rakaji, ika araja ajai bakare, ika araja ajai bakare. Meirakia asara, teda chade ho sahare, he kona jo bigadi medi takatir savare. Aja, aja, aja mede kidapalachi tukia de sahare. He kona jo bigadi medi takadir savare.
You are the protector of the Sangha, and Ajayab says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? In the first reading is a talk that Master Kirpal gave, and it's in the four circulars from 1967, and it was given on November 11, 1967. Master Kirpal says, "Dear children of light, blessed are ye who, for the sake of righteousness, offer to work in the vineyard of the Master, and more so, those who are actually engaged in the work. It is indeed a rare privilege which comes in one's way as a matter of grace, and not because there is anything special in us, and we must not on that count feel elated and exalted. On the contrary, we should thank our stars for having been given such an opportunity and try to serve the noble cause with contrition and humility. It should always be our earnest endeavor to make ourselves worthy of the trust and responsibility which we have been entrusted. In spite of our weaknesses and our shortcomings, it would always pay us if we occasionally make a pause to take stock of what we are, for at times we are carried away in our zeal to limits beyond the limits of reason. The human mind is very tricky and treacherous. In diverse ways, quite imperceptibly, it starts playing antics. At times we begin to feel that we are God's elect. We know full well the divine plan and that the power of God cannot but work through us. We should know that we are yet on the way to perfection and not in any sense near perfection. Perfection is the goal that has to be achieved. Be ye perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, is what Christ taught 2,000 years ago, and his teachings are as true today as they were then. A disciple is not above the master, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for a disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. We have therefore to develop in us the virtues of the master and the Lord, and that these virtues are and what these virtues are is the next question. Humility is their greatest embellishment. Humility first and humility last is what they preach. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the emphasis here is more on poverty in spirit than on anything else. This then is the keynote for all who work for the sacred cause. Next comes love. Love for one and love for all. Love thy neighbor, for love is the fulfilling of the law of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. A little leaven of love will leaven the whole lump and affect all those who are around you. Again, perfect love casteth out fear. Whensoever there is the least fear lurking in us, know it for certain that love hath not yet perfected in that heart. Naturally enough, from love spring forth the ideas of service and sacrifice. Love believes in giving, giving away the best you have and not accepting anything in return, for that would be a barter and not love. Service before self is what love teaches. By love, serve one another is what the Apostle Paul taught to the Galatians, and through them to all mankind. If we look critically, we will soon realize that all service, which we seem to be doing to others, is not to anybody else, but to the one self-same self, pervading everywhere and in all, including our seemingly individualized self, clothed in raiments of flesh and bones. This being the case, there is no ground for claiming any credit whatever. Loving service must therefore flow freely, fully, and naturally, as a matter of course, refreshing all hearts, for it will convert the otherwise dreary and desolate earth into a veritable Garden of Eden, for which we so earnestly pray every day, but finding it receding from us the more we wish for it. Where loving service begins to flow freely from the innermost depths of the heart, that heart naturally gets saturated with the milk of human kindness and becomes meek as a lamb, freed from the thorns and thistles of arrogance and pride. One becomes harmless as a dove. He cannot then injure the feelings of others by thoughts, by words, or by deeds. He would ever fear to judge others and make unruly remarks and comments. Judge not others, lest ye be judged and found wanting by the great judge. This thought would keep him on his guard. Human heart is the seat of God, and should in no wise be injured. A Muslim dervish goes to the length of saying, burn the Holy Quran if you will, and raise Kaaba to dust, but injure not a human for heart, for it is the seat of God. Courtesy, you will realize, costs nothing, but pays rich in dividends. It is from the abundance of heart that the tongue speaks. If you studiously cultivate purity of heart, your tongue will automatically become honeyed sweet. A tongue cut is always deeper than a sword cut and remains ever green and gangrenous. We should avoid all idle talk, for every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. These are just a few of the axiomatic truths that have been placed before you for your guidance and your welfare, so that you may benefit therefrom. Not only yourself, but you will be able to benefit others as well by your noble example. An example is better than hundreds of sermons, and an ounce of practice works more than tons of theoretical disputations and dissertations. One thing more. There is a growing tendency with some persons to make divisions among the satsangis, good satsangis and bad satsangis. All satsangis are satsangis. And one who has been chosen, called, justified, accepted, and glorified by being linked with the living strands of life within, the light and the sound of God, the audible life stream, is truly in touch with truth, sat, and accordingly is a satsangi. To classify satsangis into good and bad satsangis is hardly justifiable, for it is said, God first created the light. We are all children of the light. The whole creation sprang from the light. Why then dub anyone as evil? This being the case, we are all equal in the sight of God. Whosoever thinks otherwise has, I am afraid, not yet come by the rudiments of this sacred science. Some may be slow and some rapid in their inner development. That is quite a different thing, for each one has his or her peculiar background and mental makeup as coming from past incarnations. But to give a bad name to any is not justifiable in the least. And if one does that, he shows a bad taste. And the sooner he rids himself of this habit, the better it will be for him and for all concerned. A child is dear to the mother, even if he or she is smeared with filth. And the mother washes him down with love and hugs him to herself. Know it for certain that he who feels exalted is abased, and he who humbles himself is exalted. A tree laden with flowers and fruits bends with their weight, while the palm tree that stands tall and erect bears nothing. Again, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Be ye truly the children of light, and shed light to others that they may take heart, and your light prove a lamp unto their feet, and that they may not stumble, but are guided to the way of God. For therein lies your duty to God, and the power of God which you have been united by the grace of the Master Power. If you will live up to these instructions, it will hasten the Master's coming to you, to see you all in loving harmony. I may add a few words about initiation into the esoteric science of the soul before I close. Initiation, you should know, is granted not haphazardly for the mere asking, but according to certain inner principles. Your recommendation is required so you may be satisfied as far as possible, so that you may have no qualms of conscience afterward and feel hurt if anything goes awry in the course of time. Sometimes it may even happen that certain individuals may not, according to ordinary standards, appear to be qualified for the gift of Nam. And yet Nam is given to them simply because it is ordained from above. So these are matters which cannot, in all instances, be judged on the human level. With all love and kindly thoughts for you all, yours affectionately, Kirpal Singh. And the next reading is a talk that Sanchi gave on January 16th, 1992 in Bombay, India. And the title of this talk is The Winter Passes Away. And Sanchi says, I am very, very grateful to my beloved master who came into this world of suffering to take his souls back from this suffering world. We were the ones who were being carried away in this deep ocean, and he came to rescue us from it. There was a time when nothing existed in this creation. It came in the will of God Almighty, and he created everything himself. Before he manifested his will, there was nothing in this creation, no mountains, no earth, nothing. Guru Nanak said, just by his one wish, this whole creation was created. So when it came in the will of God Almighty, and when this creation came into existence, he created such a unique, such an amazing creation that no one can compete with him. He created all this world, all the mountains and oceans and everything. And it is so amazing that among all the creatures he created, it is very hard to find two creatures or two animals that look very much alike. The face of one human being is not exactly like the face of another human being. Even the fingerprints and the lines we have in our hands are not exactly the same. Maybe one or two out of 1,000 people have seen similar fingerprints, yet that is also very hard to find. So all the systems of this body were also created by him at that time. He made all these various systems of how this body functions and how it should be cleaned, etc. So all these symptoms and the various ways of functioning are made such that no one can challenge it. Guru Ramdas Ji says, after making this human body, God Almighty himself made all the different arrangements and systems to make this body function. At the time of the creation, he even made this system that at the time anyone comes into this world, he brings along with him the accounts of the deeds he has done in the past lifetime. Whatever one has done in his past lifetime, he has to suffer or enjoy the fruits of his deeds. No matter where he is born again, even if he is born in the mountains or in the deep oceans, wherever a soul is sent or born, he has to pay off the karmas he was born with. This is the system of this age. Be it a man or a woman, he himself must suffer or enjoy the consequences of his karmas. He came as God among the gods, and he came as a human being among the human beings. So after creating this creation and after separating the souls from him, he even made this promise. After completing the cycle of 84 lakhs of birth, when you take birth in a human body, then I myself will come in a human body. Whosoever will want to return back to their real home, I will help them out. If God Almighty had put his power in any god or goddess, we would not have been able to see him. If he had put his power in any of the other creatures, like the cows or buffaloes, we would not have been able to understand their language. Kabir Sahib says, even the Brahm speaks through the human body. How can even the Brahm speak without the human body? Since we are in the human body, God Almighty chose a human body to reside in, because only a human body can be a teacher of another human being. Mahatmas who can't come into this world from Sach Khand do not come to divide us into different parts. They come into this world to connect us with God Almighty. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "Dear ones, we have come into this world to give the message of God. Through us, he is calling you back home." I would like to tell you a story. There used to live in a district, Punch, a person by the name of Madhu Das Bairagi. Once he went out hunting in the forest and he shot dead a female deer who was pregnant. So when he realized he had taken two lives with one arrow, he felt very bad because basically he was a very good soul. He felt so bad that he gave up all his belongings and his home in District Punch. He went to the southern part of India. There he did a lot of practices, rites, and rituals, and acquired a lot of supernatural powers. He made an ashram where he would invite sadhus, and when they would come there, he would serve them very well. After serving them, he would offer them a bed, and with his supernatural powers, he would cause the bed to turn upside down, and in that way, he would make fun of those sadhus. After finishing his travels in northern India, Guru Gobind Singh Ji happened to go to that place where Madhu Das Bairagi had built his ashram. Madhu Das served Guru Gobind Singh. Then he tried to make fun of him by turning his bed upside down using his supernatural powers. But he was not successful because such supernatural powers do not work on the perfect beings. So when it did not work on Guru Gobind Singh, and when Madhu Das looked into the eyes of Guru Gobind Singh, he at once realized he was a perfect being, and he was the one from whom he could get something. So he fell at the feet of Guru Gobind Singh and said, "I am your man at no cost." Guru Gobind Singh Ji became very pleased with him, and he gave him all his blessings, and later on made him his representative and told him, "Wherever you go, whomsoever you initiate, I will be responsible for them." This poor soul who is sitting in front of you is indebted to Master Kirpal Singh with every single breath. I am always very grateful to Master Kirpal Singh. This is because he saved me from this trick. You know that as long as we are on the lower planes, and as long as we do not know the reality, we are always tempted to use the supernatural powers which we acquire from doing the meditation. Madhu Bairagi used to only upturn the beds, but I had this habit that no matter how many people would come to see me, as soon as they would look into my eyes, it did not matter if they were sitting or standing. As soon as they looked into my eyes, I had this habit of making them fall down. You will find many people who have witnessed those things. When I went to the home of Sadhu Ratan Singh for the first time, all the family members, as soon as they looked into my eyes, they all fell on the floor as if they were dead. They all became like bodies from which the power has been taken out of them. This is a reality that using the supernatural powers is like a play of the dolls and the toys. It is like someone who has worked all day long to earn something, in the evening he gambles and loses everything. Regarding the gamblers, Kabir Sahib said, "O gambler, give some thought to this. Do not go empty-handed from this world like the gambler does." When the grace came into the heart of beloved Kirpal Singh to shower grace on this poor soul, he sent a message to me to remain at the ashram because he was going to come there. Since I had never met him previously, like Madhu Das, I had the desire, Let me see what kind of master he is. But when I saw him, leave aside my trying to make him fall down, I fell down at his feet, and I became his slave for no cost. From the depth of my heart, I apologized to him for all my faults. Later, I showed him around the property, which was a very big property. He became very pleased looking at the property. I showed him around everything. After seeing the property, he told me to leave it at once and to go to 16 PS. He said, "You go there. I am going there after you, and you have to meditate." He often used to say that when a child surrenders himself to the lap of his mother, then he becomes worryless, and then the mother looks after him. In the same way, when I surrendered to his holy feet, then he became responsible for me, and he looked after me very well, even on the outer level. Sadhar Ratan Singh, who welcomed Master Kripal Singh with great enthusiasm, was also given the responsibility to look after me. When Master Kripal Singh would go there, he would tell the people, "On the worldly level, I am giving you this person to look after." So in every possible way, even on the outer level, he looked after me. Often I say that before we go to the master, we have so many thoughts, so many fantasies, and so many questions. We go on thinking that we will ask this or that to the master. We become like a mental wrestler. We go on wrestling in our mind. But I have seen that when we go to the master, as soon as we see him, as soon as we look into his eyes, all our questions, all our thoughts disappear. And then we say, "We have come here only to have your darshan." Before we meet the perfect being, we call ourselves the great disciples, the great mahatmas, or the great renunciates and things like that. But when we meet the perfect master, then we realize that up until now, we were in the great deception, and we ourselves were deceiving others. If we get lost in this world, suppose we have taken a wrong road or gone astray, even in this world, and we meet someone who knows us and puts us back on the right track, just imagine how grateful we would be, because he is the one who has shown us the way which goes back to our home. In the same way, our home, our country, is Satchkhand. And we don't know how much time has passed since we have been separated from our home. We are lost in this jungle of pains and pleasures, and we are wandering here and there away from our home. This poor soul thanks the master who showed him the way home with every single breath. I was wandering here and there. I wandered off the right path. I had gone very far from the shore, and he invited me to come back home. He not only invited me and showed me the true path, but he helped me to walk on that path. He helped me to come back to his home. That is why I am always indebted to him and always grateful to him. A brief hymn of Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj is presented to you. In this brief hymn, Guru Arjan says that those who have lost their way, to those the master came and showed the right path. Who are the ones shown the right path by the master? Only the fortunate ones. Those who have a good fortune are shown the right path by the master. And the Bani says, with good fortune we get such a master who shows the path to the forgotten ones. O my mind, remember the Naam of the Lord in your heart, and let the feet of the beloved master dwell in my heart. And I will stop there. And this is a talk that Sanchi gave on February
14th, 1997.
Develop the yearning when doing simran like the yearning we have when singing the bhajans. Sanji, jis tarah se bhajan gaate samay hamare andar tadap hoti hai, usi tarah ki tadap hum simran karte waqt kis tarah bana sakte hain?
Param Pita Parmatma, Savan Kripal de charnan de vich namaskar hai. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ 'ਤੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਯਾਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੈਲੂਟੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਅਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ who, having mercy upon our souls, have showered their grace upon us and have given us the opportunity to remember them and have allowed us to sit in their remembrance.
Parmatma Kripal Sada ehi kehnde hunde ke jad tusi abhyas te baithna hai jehda thode dil nu shabad shabd sare acche hunde hai lekin aapo apni atma di pasand hundi hai jehda vi thodam jide na jyade ruchi hai oh shabd nu tusi bolo ਜਿਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਬੋਲਦਿਆਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਤੜਫ ਬਣਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸੇ ਤੜਫ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਇਮ ਰੱਖੋ ਬਲਕਿ ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵੇਲੇ ਇਹ ਤੜਫ ਹੋਰ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਜ਼ਾਹਰ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਆਪਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਭਜਨਾ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਆਪਦੀ ਕਮੀ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਸ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵੇਲੇ ਇਹਦੂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਤੜਫ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਤੜਫ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਜੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਜਿੱਦੇ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਸੀਟ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਵਿਰਾਜਮਾਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਜਦ ਕੋਈ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋਗੇ ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੱਚਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਇਹ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਆਵੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਗਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗੀਏ
ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸਿਟ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਸਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਵਨ ਭਜਨ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ Even though all the bhajans are very good, they all talk about the love of the Master and they all create the yearning for the Master. But you should choose one bhajan from that, that bhajan which you like the most, which your soul likes the most and which you like to sing it. So you should sing that bhajan which creates the yearning within you while singing the bhajan and then you should sit for the meditation. When you sit for the meditation, the yearning which you have had, which you have developed while singing the bhajan, should be maintained. In fact, not only it should be maintained, it should be increased many folds. Because when you are sitting in the meditation, you have developed the yearning, you have confessed to the Master all your faults and all your sins, and you have apologized from Him, you have asked for the forgiveness, and you have become humble. So you have to maintain that, and so that the request which you are making to the Master may be complimented, may be complimented, and when you go inside, when you remain seated at the eye center and do the Simran, you should not think that the Master is not there and the Master is not aware of what you are doing or what you are saying to Him. Because as you have been told at the time of the initiation, that when the Master gives us the initiation, right from the time that He gives us the initiation, He sits within us and He is always waiting for us. He is aware of our every single thought. And in fact, whenever we sit for the meditation, He is waiting for us to get to the eye center so that He can drag us inside. So just imagine, will you turn your back towards the one who is waiting for you? If you really love Him, then definitely you will make every single effort, every possible effort to go and meet Him. So like that, since your beloved Master is waiting for you inside, you should not turn back, you should not lose the yearning. You should develop more and more yearning while doing the Simran. In fact, the yearning which you have started with singing the bhajan, which you have got with singing the bhajan, you should maintain that, and when you do the Simran, you should continue doing the Simran with the same yearning.
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਚਾਹੇ ਮਜਾਜੀ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਹਕੀਕੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਿਹਾਰ ਤੜਫ ਇੱਕੋ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਮਜਾਜੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਗੀ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੋਹਣੀ ਮੂਰਤ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੱਫੀ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹੀ ਤੜਫ ਹਕੀਕੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਸੱਚਾ ਲਗਾਓ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੋਹਣੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੂਰਤ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ वो खांगे रहेगी नींद नहीं आएगी नींद परला के उड़ जाएगी कि किवें इस वेले अगर वो मिले मैं वो नाल ए गल करा ए गल करा प्यारो प्रेमी आपदे अंदरे ताने बाने बुनदा रहिंदा है.
Often I have said that the love, whether it is physical or the spiritual, the feelings in both the loves, love is the same, the dealings is also the same in both, whether it is the physical love or the spiritual love. Both in the physical and in the spiritual love, a lover doesn't feel like sleeping and he is always craving for his beloved. Just like in the physical love, when you are in love with someone, you are always waiting for that person, you are always craving for that person, you cannot go to sleep at night, you always go on thinking that I wish that he was here or I wish that she was here. And like that, if that person comes to you, then the joy knows no bound. In the same way, if you really love the master, if the love for the master is very strong in your within, a dear one always goes on planning things, thinking about the things, and he always thinks like, well, if the master were to come here, I would tell him this, I would tell him that, I would go and at once embrace him, and I would express my love in so many different ways. So, if you really love the master, then you will always think about him, and you will definitely maintain the craving and the yearning for him.
Pyareo, kai ladke ladkiyan paas aunde hunde hai. ਜਦ ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਇਜ਼ਹਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਾਫੀ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਆਕਰਸ਼ਿਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਬੋਲ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਭਾਗ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੀਵ ਵੀ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਕਹੋ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਇਜ਼ਹਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰਾਨਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ
Many people, many men and women, or the boys and girls come to me and they tell me about the love, the affection they have for each other. And in that way, they come close to each other in front of me and they express their love for each other. Rarely do I meet with someone who expresses his love for the master. It doesn't mean that there is no one who tells me about the love for his master. There are dear ones who come to me and they tell me how much love they have for the master and how much gratitude they have for the master.
ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਸ਼ੀ ਪੁਨੀ ਦੀ ਪੁਨੂ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਹ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੈਗਜ਼ੀਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਛਪੀ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਯਾਨੀ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਦੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਪੁਨੂ ਦੀ ਤੜਫ ਸੀ ਬੜੇ ਸਾਲ ਉਹ 12 ਸਾਲ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਬਈ ਉਹਨੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਖਾਧਾ ਸੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੁੱਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਪੁਨੂ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹ ਸੌਂ ਗਈ ਤੋ ਪੁਨੂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਹੀ ਉਠਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਤੋ ਸ਼ਸ਼ੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿਯੋਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਗਰੋਂ ਥਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਚਾਰੀ ਮਰੀ ਰੁੜ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਜੇ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਉਹ ਤੜਫ ਰੱਖਦੀ ਨਾ ਸੌਂਦੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਉਠਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ
ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਸ਼ੀ ਐਂਡ ਪੁਨੂ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਵਾਸ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟਡ ਇਨ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੈਗਜ਼ੀਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਦੈਟ most of you would have read that story. In that story I had said, as it is written in the history, that for 12 years in the separation of her beloved, Sasi did not eat well, she did not sleep, and she was always waiting for her beloved. And finally when she came across the beloved, when they met, she fell asleep. And while she was still asleep, Punnu was taken away by some other people, and once again the separation happened there. And when she woke up, and when she did not find Punnu over there, she went all over in the desert looking for her, and finally she met with her death in the desert. So you see that if she had maintained the yearning which she had, and if she had not fallen asleep, she would have not once again separated from her beloved.
Yeh tusi shabd bol ke pehla tayari karke, pame tusi kai mahinyan di tayari karde ho, tadp bana ke. ਅਗਰ ਅਭਿਆਸ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਸਤੀ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੰਨੂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਆਪਦੇ ਓਹਲੇ ਲੁਕੋ ਲੈਣਗੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਦੋਂ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੇਣਗੇ? ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਝਾਂਸੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ, ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਭਜਨ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਮ ਭੋਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਓ।
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਡ ਦੀ ਐਫਰਟਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਦੀ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੂ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਵਰਕਡ ਹਾਰਡ ਫਾਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਮੰਥਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਂਗ ਦ ਭਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਦੀ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੂ, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਲੇਜ਼ੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਯੂ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦੈਟ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ, ਦੈਨ ਯੋਰ ਪੁਨੂ, ਯੋਰ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਵਨ ਵਿਲ ਆਲਸੋ ਬੀ ਹਿਡਨ behind the lust, anger, greed, detachment and egoism. And if your yearning is not there, if you are not awake over there, if you are there without the yearning, then it is possible that the mind and the other passions may take you away from the meditation. It is possible that the mind may make you involved in the indulgences and in the passions, and in that way your beloved one may be hidden behind all these passions.
Guru Arjan Dev ne keha si, agaha ku trang pichha pher na moh dadala, sij aveha nanak bahor na hosi janmada. ਅੱਗੇ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂਗ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤੜਫ ਉਦੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵੇਲੇ ਵਧਾਉਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੋਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੋਚੀਏ, ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵੱਧਦੇ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਪਿਆਰੋ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦੁਮਾਰੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਨਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਫਰੰਟ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਨੈਵਰ ਲੁੱਕ ਬੈਕ, ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਨੈਵਰ ਥਿੰਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ। ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦਿਸ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਫਾਰਵਰਡ, ਦੈਨ ਐਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਬੋਰਨ ਅਗੇਨ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ।
ਸੋਨੀ ਨੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਕੱਚਾ ਘੜਾ ਦੇਖਿਆ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪੱਕਾ ਯਕੀਨ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕੜਾ ਇਹ ਕੱਚਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦਰਿਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਠਿੱਲੂੰਗੀ, ਮੌਤ ਹੈ। ਪਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅਦਾਗੀ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਦਾਗ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਵਾਂ। ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਗਰ ਸੋਨੀ ਦੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਲਈਏ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਕਮਾਇਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਾਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਣ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਦਾਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਵਾਂਗੇ। ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵੇਲੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਹ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਹਰ ਹਰਕਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੁਰੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਕਿਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਉਹਦੀ ਬੇਅਦਬੀ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ।
When Soni saw the unbaked pot, she knew that if she will take that unbaked pot and try to swim across the river using that pot which is not baked, definitely she will meet with her doom, with her death. But still she was not stopped. She thought that my love is stainless and I should maintain its purity, I should maintain the promise which I made to my beloved. And that is why, even though she knew that she will be meeting with her death because she was going to use the unbaked pot, but still she did that. So all those who have been in the love with their master, in the path of the masters, those who have maintained the love, they know that the love is always stainless, and they never allow anything to stain that love. You know that when you are in the love of the master, your master is sitting at the eye center. And when at the time of doing the simran, instead of doing the simran and instead of maintaining the yearning, if you are allowing the bad thoughts to come up, then what are you doing? You are doing that in front of your beloved master because he is sitting within you. So when you are allowing the bad thoughts to come during the meditation, are you not insulting your master? You are being disrespectful to him when you are not maintaining the yearning at the time of the simran and when you are allowing your mind to create the bad thoughts.
ਕਿਸੇ ਦੁਕਾਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਕਾਪੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਠਾ ਸਕਦੇਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਰੇਗਾ। ਕਿ ਕਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪੂਰਨ ਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਧਿਆਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ? ਅਸੀਂ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਵੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਸੁੱਤਾ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ। ਨਹੀਂ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਹਰਕਤ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਇਹ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੋਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਕੀ ਉਠਾਉਣਗੇ? ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੋ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦੀ ਅਗਵਾਹੀ ਭਰਦੇ ਆ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੀਤੀ।
ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਯੰਗ ਬੋਏ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਅ ਸਟੋਰ, you will not dare to go there and steal even a small booklet or a small copy, because you are afraid of that young boy, and you are scared that if you will try to steal anything from over there, he will beat you or he will call somebody else. We don't understand the presence of the master even that important or that real as much as we understand the importance or the reality of that young boy sitting in the store. And this is the reason that while the master is still sitting within us, we are doing all kind of bad deeds, we are allowing the bad thoughts to come in our mind. Sometimes we think that maybe master is in India, sometimes we say that he has gone on the tour, or he is sleeping, or he is somewhere else. And in that way, we think, well, who is looking at us, so let us do whatever we want to do. So those dear ones, those who think that the master is not looking at them, and those who think that master is in India or he is gone somewhere else, how can they get any benefit from the master? You know that when the master protects the souls of the people who are leaving the body, it happens many times that many dear ones happen to leave the body at one time, and they all say, or the people around them, they say that the master came there to protect their souls. And even though at that time the master may be sitting somewhere else doing the satsang, and those people also say that the master was right there in front of them. So the master is always everywhere, and he always protects all his souls. And those who understand that the master is not aware of our thoughts, or those who think that the master is, since he is not present here physically in front of us, he is not aware of our actions, they are under the great delusion, and they can never gain any benefit from the master.
And the last bhajan is on page 261. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We have not seen anyone as great as him. He is owner of both of the worlds. He is the one who dwells in the hearts of the world. He is the knower of all hearts. He is the one who knows the matters of all hearts. His form is the form of Sabbath, such a form we have seen with our own eyes. He alone who is capable of seeing him sees him, and when he sees him, keeps seeing him and becomes wonderstruck. His form is loving, his face is loving, and the beholder becomes his after seeing him. He is the attractive one, the one who is linked by the mind. Such a beloved we all have seen. Probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of his midstream. He is a great ferryman, and we have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. Dear one, Guru Kirpal is that ferryman. He is the beloved of Sawan. Dear one, Kirpal is the ocean of grace. Ajaib loves him more than his life. He is the most beautiful one. He who saw him became his. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. A bhajan on page 261.
Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha. वे तो महान है मेरे सतगुरु, वे तो महान है मेरे सतगुरु, उनसा महान ना और देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा वे हैं दोनों जहान के मालिका दुनिया बसने वाले हर गत के ज्ञाता हैं विज्ञानी दिलों की बात न जानने वाले वे हैं दोनों जहान के मालिक दुनिया के दिल में बसने वाले हर गत के ज्ञाता हैं विज्ञानी दिलों की बात न जानने वाले शब्द स्वरूप है रूप उनका शब्द स्वरूप है रूप उनका रूप जो हमने आंखों से देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा देखे तो देखने वाला देखे देखे तो देखता ही रह जाए प्यारी मूरत प्यारे सूरत देखने वाला उनका हो जाए देखे तो देखने वाला देखे देखे तो देखता ही रह जाए प्यारी मूरत प्यारी सूरत देखने वाला उनका हो जाए मन मोहक मान को बाने वाला मन मोहक मान को बाने वाला मान भवान हम सब ने देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हमने ना कोई और देखा देखा तो शायद हर नजर देखा अपने अपने ख्याल से जिसने भी उनको प्यार से देखा निकला वो इस मजदार से देखा तो शायद हर नजर न देखा अपने अपने ख्याल से जिसने भी उनको प्यार से देखा निकला वो इस मजदार से वे तो हैं एक महान नाविक वे तो हैं एक महान नाविक बढ़कर नाव ले जाते देखा हमारे प्यारे सतगुरु जैसा हम ne na koi aur dekha hamare pyare satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha behinavika guru kirpa he pyare sawan pyare ka pyara kirpa ka sagara kirpa he pyare ajab ko jan se bhi pyara behinavika guru kirpa he pyare sawan pyare ka pyara kirpa ka sagara kirpa he pyare ajab ko jan se bhi pyara Veto at sandera salone, veto at sandera salone, unka hua jisne deka hamare pyare satguru jaisa. Humne na koi aur dekha hamare pyare satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha ve to mahan hai mere satguru Beto mahan hai mere satguru unsa mahan na aur dekha hamare pyare satguru jaisa humne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Humne na koi aur dekha.
He alone who is capable of seeing him sees him, and when he sees him, keeps seeing him and becomes wonderstruck. His form is loving, his face is loving, and the beholder becomes his after seeing him. He is the attractive one, the one who is liked by the mind. Such a beloved we all have seen. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. And that will end the satsang. May God continue to bless us all.